Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Sunday, April 26th, 2026. Indiana baseball out-hit Iowa today, but dropped the game in part due to three errors and unearned runs. The 7-4 loss concludes a weekend series sweep at the hands of the Hawkeyes. The media met with head coach Jeff Mercer following the game.
You did manage to out-hit them today. And you guys also obviously put together a pretty good five innings there at the end. Yeah. How did you kind of feel about at least how the team responded?
Yeah, I told the guys I thought our effort and energy were really good. I thought we fought like crazy, and you know we were engaged. We were as engaged in as if you know you're in the first place in the league, and there was no lack of effort or intent or attitude or any of those things. And so I was pleased with that. You know, it comes down to the ability to execute. And I really thought it was two things. One is there's an element where you're trying so hard. They're such great kids. They're trying so hard. You want to make a play. And so sometimes you do things that are uncharacteristic. You know, maybe we shouldn't throw that ball to second base on a pitch out of the zone. We throw a ball away. And then we're trying to make a play so hard at third base that we throw a ball away, which we never do that. So you're just trying so hard. There's that element to it. You know, we did a really good job mounting the comeback late, and we have guys in scoring position with less than two outs, and we're right there. And you want to do it so bad that you get yourself away from it. You pull off, you roll over, you just take yourself away from being able to go and execute the point. So I think that's a major contributing factor to our inability today to break through that. And then there's a part of it where some of these guys, we have to do a better job of learning and growing through it. You know, they do a good job on the mound of they're quick to the plate, they change tempo, they change timing to the plate, and so they really got on top of some guys. And so guys like, hey, we're going to have to be ready and prepared for, you know, 91 plays up like 94, and then he leg lifts and throws a breaking ball in there. So you're going to have to really stabilize timing, and you're going to have to be prepared to manage the best and then slow down. And we didn't do a good job of that. We got in between. They throw a ton of spin early and then finish with a fastball late, and then guys get in between and take a fastball late for strike three. So it's that element of not adjusting over the course of the game from that standpoint, from an execution standpoint on both sides, and you come up short. You know, you give away several unearned runs, and then at the same time you don't finish innings when you have an opportunity, whether it's lack of execution of the structure of it, or lack of execution of the emotional trying to do too much, and consequently against a veteran team that's going to execute really well, they just kind of walk away from you and they'll take what you give them, and they did a good job of that.
Would you classify today as like a day of missed opportunities, or is just due to being in a 7-run hole pretty early on?
I would say missed opportunities. They're a good team. They do a good job offensively. They're dutiful and simple, and you know, five or six of their runs are with two outs, and you know, but we worked on a ton of fly balls on Thursday. It was our heavy work day, and you know, Cooper wants to go make that play. He's doing everything he can. He's on a dead sprint. He communicates. He loses it in the sun at the last second, and he clicks it. Next guy base it, right? You know, obviously, you know, Koski with the arm injury is going to be light from left. We had talked about, you know, Will sliding out so we could throw the ball to Will. So we all those ones that they shouldn't score from second base on, and he overthrows them, right? And so there's an element there where they get a base hit, we make two mistakes, and they score a run out of it. There's one, right? You know, the first and third play obviously is a double missed opportunity, missed execution. But we lead off the inning with the hit by pitch, right? So they're with the hit by pitch, and you know, a ground ball that slides through the middle, now you're first and third, and so they're going to create action there. So there's missed opportunities that come along with it. And then when we made mistakes, they capitalized. So a combination of both of those things, that, you know, credit to them and kudos to them for capitalizing. But also we have to take responsibility of they didn't just hammer us. They didn't just run away from us. We gave them the opportunities and they walked through and did a better job. And then when they gave us opportunities, we weren't able to capitalize in that way. You know, you have a single and two by pitches and a walk, and you know, you're right there, you're at the top of your lineup, you're ready to go, and you know, a couple times we didn't come through in those moments. And so when you do that, you're just gonna, just like that, you're gonna come up just short.
Obviously fell behind early in all three games. How do you kind of turn that corner to get started earlier moving forward?
Well, you know, we tried today with Yarberry and feel like we're going to go to our best two guys available and just let those guys run. So part of it is getting off to a good start with a guy on the mound and executing early and, you know, being in the strike zone and making them earn it. And then you got to take care of the ball. Right? So it's two of those things. It's the quintessential cliche, the freebie, the opportunities. And so those things get you off to a good start. You got to make them earn it. And if you don't, then you're going to be behind it. And then from, you know, from an offensive standpoint, you usually get to a guy really early. You're going to get to a starter in the first, or you're going to get to him the second time you go through the lineup. If a guy's really cruising early, then you're going to try to get as many pitches up as he can, and that second time through the lineup, try to capitalize. And so for us, not able to really adjust through it and then really break through either really early or in that second time through the lineup, it puts you in a tough spot. And we did neither of them, right? We didn't execute well early on the mound or defensively, and then we weren't able to really break through from an offensive standpoint and put ourselves in a position in all three games to have a lead and then and play with the lead and try to extend it. You know, we tried a couple hit and runs. We executed one today, and it put us in a good position to have a big inning. You know, we didn't open it up, but those plays are always harder when you're chasing inning, you're chasing runs. Because you need multiples, right? You need multiples now. So your best way is to conserve outs. And if you end up with a guy on second base and one out, that's great. But what you really need is a guy on first and second and nobody out. Or you need first and third and nobody out. And then that really opens up the opportunity for a big inning. And we couldn't do that. So between the two of those, I would say it made it a pretty thin wire for us to navigate. And so you have to be able to live and learn and move forward as you're later in the season. You'd like to be over some of those things, but you just have to keep showing up. That's the only way to improve is just keep coaching and teaching and trying to apply.
Coach, as the season kind of moves on, it looks like Yarberry and Siebold were kind of maxing out their velocity, kind of 93, 94 a lot today. Kind of how did that feel, kind of seeing them really just pump the gas?
Yeah, you put those guys in a role and you say, okay, we need you to sprint. Now, if you go 2, 3, 4 innings, that's fine. If you get into that 5th or 6th, that's great too. But you can't. What happens is when you put a reliever in a starting role, you know, he comes in and he starts throwing an hour before the game, and now he's trying to, save something for the 6th, and he's not as convicted, and the stuff's not as good, and then you don't get the best of him. He's good in a role where they sprint, and so it's like, hey, best stuff, best stuff, best stuff. When you come out of the pen, it's best stuff, best stuff. And so we just tell them before the game, you know, we don't need to change our routine. You come in and it's like, if you need 10 minutes to throw, you need 10 minutes to throw. But it's a sprint and it's your best stuff out of hand, attack, attack, attack. And we have guys that can help us to finish it, whether it was a Gooby today or Vogel or O'Neill or somebody. I thought we had enough to finish the game off if we needed to use those guys. And we didn't have to get to them. But, yeah, it's just, hey, best stuff out of hand, attack, attack. And when you're out of gas, you're out of gas, and we'll get you out of there. But they will recover it.
Obviously, this was a big series, and you leave it without a win. Just what's the mindset moving forward with still several weekends of meaningful baseball left here?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the same as it has been. You just have to – listen, nobody cares if you're tired. Nobody cares if you're fatigued. Nobody cares if you're beat up. The world doesn't view you any differently. You just have to pick yourself up and go get back to work. So – you know, we can say what we want. Hey, you got a young team that's beat up and you had a tough weekend and you're tired and young teams hit the wall. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. The reality is life will kick your butt if you let it kick your butt. And so you just have to get back up and go compete. We're going to go play a good Louisville team on Tuesday. We're going to go play at Wrigley Field on Friday. And we have an opportunity to get back up and get better and go play good baseball the last 3 weeks. And so that's what you have to do. And that's what everyone has to do when they get up and go to a job and work every day. That's why it's unlucky. It's like someday you're going to be 42 with 3 kids and a wife and bills to pay and a house to keep the lights on with and food to put in the fridge. And no one's going to care if you got 3 hours of sleep last night because the twins are crying. You have to get up and go to work. That's life. So we might as well get used to it now and get back in there. You just keep coaching. You keep playing. You keep improving and adjusting. And there's no difference. There's not a difference in the expectations of work and improvement when you're winning or when you're losing. If you coach differently, I think you do a tremendous disservice to your players. If you act differently, you're worried about the wrong things. The outcome will come based on the work that you do day basis. We didn't do a good enough job executing the fundamental aspects that we've worked on, that we have shown the ability to do. You know, that's what I told them. We're the same team that played toe-to-toe with a 30% of the top 15 teams in the country. It feels like we played, you know, half the top 15 teams, half top 25 teams in the country, based our games, the total number of games. And so you're the same team that goes toe-to-toe with those teams. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, fatigue breaks us all, right? You have a physical fatigue, and then you have a mental fatigue, and eventually you have emotional fatigue. It just doesn't matter. And so we can't allow that to set in, and you just get back up and go to work, have a great practice plan, and go execute. If you do that long enough, you'll eventually make the adjustment and break through. And that's the attitude.
After Caleb's ground out in the eighth inning, Kraus replaced him in left field. Was there any reason why that happened?
Yeah, he was he wasn't feeling very good. You know, he had the illness deal last week where he missed the game, and he's been about, you know, 50 or 60%. And I think he got the hit, ran first to third, had a couple of long runs in the outfield, and got really lightheaded and sick, and so we had to take him out. And then Ricketts took that foul ball off the wrist, and so they'll do some x-rays on him. So we'll kind of see how those guys feel going. But, you know, Cal Gates stepped up and ripped a huge double in the gap and took advantage of the opportunity and gave us a chance there too. So, you know, if I hope Caleb's available for us, because obviously he's one of our better players, and he really grinded and gutted it out this weekend for us. But if he's not, you know, Cal Gates, get out there and go play and play really well for us and give us a chance to win.
Yeah, Coach, talking about Cal Gates, how does it feel just as a person to see Cal Gates, you know, sitting on the bench all season, come up and just come through in such a big moment?
Yeah, Cal's a great kid. He's talented. You know, started some earlier in the season, and, you know, he's very capable. Some of it earlier in the year, just trying to get his feet settled underneath him, and, you know, there's an emotional aspect of the game. Eventually, as a player, you just kind of get over the tentativeness or apprehensiveness, and you just go play. And so Cal works hard every day. He's out doing live at-bats in the midweek when we're doing live at-bats with some of our pitchers that haven't thrown, and does a good job. And so, you know, he's a very, very talented and capable player. And so to see him go in, I didn't have any apprehension. I don't want to see Ricketts get hurt, but I thought it was still a good matchup for him. And he scalded that ball, stayed on it, and did a really good job. So, yeah, you're really happy for him, right, for the team, and give the team a chance to win. But also, you know, kudos to him and Coach Rutherford for continuing to work and be prepared to numbers call.
Indiana travels to Louisville for the last midweek game of the season, Tuesday at 6 p.m. See you at the BART.